I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ho, ho, ho. Belated ho, ho, ho. Because it's after Christmas. I was going to do the show before Christmas, but, you know, there's Christmas. So it didn't quite work out to do the show before Christmas, but that's okay. We're doing it now. And most of you are still on Christmas vacation. At least some of you are. Some of you are going, Grump, I wish I was on Christmas vacation still. But there you go. So, I hope you had a tremendous Christmas and holiday season. And that you were able to give lots of stuff to lots of good folks, family and friends. I enjoy the giving stuff. Particularly watching people open stuff. And I like opening stuff myself. Matter of fact, I'm surrounded here by a table full of stuff that I got for Christmas. I got some really cool stuff for Christmas. I actually got way more for Christmas than I was expecting, including a Moment camera lens. And my phone is currently set up with the Moment case that pairs with the lens, but I'm not using that lens to do the show because it's a telephoto lens and I don't need to use a telephoto lens. Dingle. Yes, Fred. As you'll notice, Fred now has his own lower third. He insisted. He was quite grumpy that the lower thirds I was using for his interjections had my name and Twitter account on them. Now, he doesn't have a Twitter account because he doesn't believe in social, well, social anything. He's quite anti-social, as a matter of fact. Right, Fred? Right. As you can see from his comments, he's quite anti-social. But I, on the other hand, am more social, sociable, associated, etc. I keep making the camera move. I'm going to get my hand off the table so I don't jiggle the table and make the camera move. How's that? That better? At any rate, let me show you. I got these in my stocking. These are pecans. Or pecans, as some people call them. You can call them anything you want to as long as I get to eat them. And then a Hershey bar. And another Hershey bar. And some chewing gum. And a Baby Ruth. And caramels. One cannot have too many caramels. Just saying. And one of my very favorites. Tootsie Rolls. Yes. So as you can see, I have lots of stuff. And I have stuff that's geeky stuff. Like the, let me get it where it's not shining on it. The official keyboard vacuum cleaner. Yes. And a light. You know how I am with light. I like light. That's why I have the light set up here now for officially shooting the show. Yes, Fred, well. Wow. He's just not in the Christmas spirit, is he? He needs to get in the Christmas spirit. Yes, I know it's after Christmas. But still, we should let it carry over. We should let it inform our interactions. Does that sound highfalutin enough? Okay. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. I keep coming up with all these things that are here on the table. This is a stand with a USB connector for parking my Pixel 2 phone and charging it. How cool is that? And it's just one of the many things that I have here, and not the least of which, kind of the big gift, is a Chromebook Flip. You say, but Dr. Bill, you already had a Chromebook Flip. Yes, but one cannot get too many Chromebook Flips. No, that's not the reason. The reason is this is the newest, latest, greatest, fastest, coolest, faster Chromebook Flip with a USB-C connector for charging, which is cool because my Pixel 2 XL uses a USB-C for charging as well. So now it's matching. I like matching. I'm kind of that way. I like matching things. Yes. So I've got that to guide me on my trek through the show. I don't know if you could see this. You probably can't because of the microphone. I have another Christmas present. Oh, this is my official Federation t-shirt. It says United Federation of Planets, of which I am a member. Yes, Fred, there are those who believe that I am from another planet. But anyway, I'm part of the United Federation of Planets. I myself am not a planet, but I claim the UFP. Okay. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association We're proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Got to work on the tongue. Anyway, tell you what I'm going to do. I'll put my chewing gum back in my mouth. You'll just have to put up with me chewing gum. Because I'd already started chewing gum, and I took it out to do the show. And then I thought, I'm the computer curmudgeon. I can smack gum with the right best of them. Yes. Oh! Okay, I shouldn't smack gum while I'm doing the show. I'll put it back. Trying to be professional. Dingle. Anyway, so let's look at the blog, shall we? The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Okay, first item from December the 20th, which is before Christmas, by the way. Windows 10 face recognition can be tricked by a photo. Way to go, Microsoft! I can hold up a photo and go and get into somebody's phone. Not good, but hey. Anyway, are you looking for last-minute techie gifts? Well, if you are, it's now after Christmas. So unless you give people gifts after Christmas to celebrate New Year's or something, it is a little late. But last-minute, as of when I posted this, which was on December 20th, it was early enough for those who read the blog post, which I would encourage you to do is read the blog posts regularly. Subscribe to the RSS feed of the blog posts. That way you won't miss stuff. Okay? So, what I did here is I recommended the Roku Ultra, the Google Chromecast, and the Amazon Fire TV Stick. Of course, I have all of those because I'm into overkill. But no, they all have different purposes for existing in the planetary plane. But LibreOffice 6 is coming next year. Next year being very close. 2018 is going to be here before we know it. And sometime in this coming year, LibreOffice 6 will be released. Which I'm pretty jazzed about because I'm a big believer in LibreOffice 6. I had somebody ask me to work on their computer, and they had OpenOffice on it. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. But I had to get rid of OpenOffice and put LibreOffice on it to give them an upgrade, which I did. So they are now blessed to have LibreOffice on it. It's LibreOffice 5.4, latest version. 6.0 will be coming out, as I said, next year. Next item, ad blocking in Chrome starts February of 2018. Very close. Now, this is not every ad, but certain ads in Chrome will be blocked by a native ad blocking function within the Chrome browser, which is very cool. Now, I have ad blocking built into my Chrome browser with extensions that allow for ad blocking. And I know a lot of people say, oh, Dr. Bill, you shouldn't block ads because that's how people get revenue. Yeah, I feel you. I know where you're coming from. I appreciate that. But I just don't like ads popping up and bothering me when I'm web surfing. So I do use ad block to block them. Sorry, guys. Anyway, Tech Turf Wars, second volley. Next item here. The Tech Turf Wars are continuing. Microsoft is now excluding Google Chrome from the Microsoft store within Windows. These guys are getting really serious with all their blocking of each other's stuff. I find it annoying. Yes. We'll see how it all falls out. I don't think they're going to keep blocking each other because it's just counterproductive for everybody. Know what I mean? So there you go. Speaking of cool software and cool operating systems, let's do a demo of the latest, greatest version of Linux Mint. Linux Mint is my favorite desktop distro, as we say in the Linux world, and I would encourage you to check it out. I installed it recently on my Linux notebook, and I am truly geeking out on it. I've customized it all up, as you will see shortly, and it looks awesome. So let's look at that right now. All right, welcome to my Linux Mint desktop. This is the latest version that I've been talking about. And this is running the Cinnamon interface. Now I'm going to go over here to Menu, pull up the interface. If you're familiar with Windows, of course, this is going to look very familiar to you in some ways. But you have all these various options. Let's go into graphics, for instance. You've got the GIMP and Pix. Go to Internet. I've got Chromium web browser install, which, of course, is Chrome for Linux. I've got Dropbox, FileZilla for FTP. I've got Firefox. And down here I've got Thunderbird Mail, VNC Viewer, all kinds of good things. Office, of course, we've got LibreOffice. Sound and Video, I've got Audacity installed. Cheese, which is a gives me the ability to use the webcam built into the laptop here that I can actually even shoot a show with it if I wanted to. Easy Tag is a very neat MP3 tag system, which is cool. And then Kazam, which I'm actually using to record the screen that the video that we're watching right now. So there you go. OpenShot Video Editor, and of course good old VLC Media Player, my very favorite. I've got Wine installed so I can have eSword. eSword, of course, being excellent Windows-based Bible software. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and crank that up. And it's running under Wine, which, you know, Wine, of course, W-I-N-E, Windows, Wine is not an emulator. It actually is a layer that allows you to run the Windows APIs under Linux. So it'll come up here with eSword, and everything works here at eSword. For instance, if we go into the King James Plus here, You can float over these Greek words and get the Greek definitions of the words. So very nice how all this works. But that is Windows software running under Linux. So I want to exit out of there. Of course, Chromium is just as you'd expect, is Chrome. If I go into that, I have all my Chrome extensions up here installed, Privacy Badger, all the different things that I normally would be using, and even good old Squirrel Mail. Squirrel Mail is what I use for my email. I know it's old school, but hey, I like it. It's simple, it works. And then, of course, Audacity for recording audio, Thunderbird for local email. Everything just plain works, and I really like it. I strongly encourage you to consider using Linux Mint as your desktop. Now, the nice thing about Linux Mint is I can come here. Notice it says we've got one update available. I can actually choose to install the updates. I've got to give it my password to authorize it. This is, of course, the password for my account because Linux is secure. It's only going to run things based on security, but it's going to download the files. It's going to apply them, run dpkg, and there you go. There's my updates to be installed. So I'm going to go ahead and install these updates. And I've got to authorize it once again. So I'll do that. Now, why show you the updates here? Because you notice there was a notice down in the tray that let me know there were updates available. It's been a while since I've logged on to Linux. And in the meantime, there have been updates. But it lets me know. I can then apply them. But here's the great thing. You'll notice when I finish doing these updates, even though these are all major updates to the operating system, I don't have to reboot. I can continue to work normally. It's just going to complete. And once it does, I just keep moving right along. I love that about Linux. No requirement to reboot in order to complete updates. The updates just occur. And you move along. Love that in an operating system. Now you'll notice other notifications down here. There we go. Oh, look. There are updates for the set of an interface. So I'm going to go ahead and choose those as well. And install those. So we authorize that. Now, you may say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, you got to authorize every single little thing. Well, that's better than having things run and you don't know they're running, which sadly can happen under Windows, unfortunately. I get annoyed by the things that Microsoft does to me without me authorizing or knowing it's going on. It's actually quite annoying. But I was going to mention down here in the tray, you've got all these various notifications. You've got, of course, Dropbox. You have notifications that came up. Here's one that says Dropbox has updated the file since it's been a while since I logged on. Connection to my network. State of the battery. And then, of course, I've got it set to do the full date as I'm recording this here. And then over here, I've got the sound settings for playing back. Now, the system is up to date. All right, fine. Let's exit out of there. And notice, here I am, not having to reboot, everything up to date. I look down here at my little shield. I've got a green check mark, which means I am fully up to date. By the way, this little symbol here is Kazam recording the session. So there you go. That is kind of a quick overview of the Linux Mint settlement interface with the new version, and boy, I am enjoying it. So I'm going to go down here now and finish the recording, and you'll get to see it on the netcast.
Okay,
That was the latest, greatest version of Linux Mint for your perusal. So I hope you enjoyed that little foray into my Linux notebook. Next item. A Republican net neutrality bill? Is that even allowed? Yes, the Republicans have been very much against the implementation of net neutrality. I don't know why. Because they normally stand up for personal freedoms. And I feel like that I have the personal freedom to surf the web at the same speed as everybody else without being slowed down. So apparently some of them have gotten the message. And they're going to put together a bill. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Yeah. What was it called? The schoolhouse special thing, whatever. Anyway, that. They're going to have a bill that will make net neutrality come back again. Return to us, they say. We'll see whether that happens or not. Okay, next item is a video on the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go there to view a video called Cool Tech Under $25. These are yet more gifts that you could have purchased for Christmas had I done this show in time for you to see this. But still, you can check out Sean Cannell, I believe his name is, do Cool Tech, tech gifts. He runs a site called Think Something Video. Sorry about that, Sean. Anyway, watch the video, subscribe to his website or his YouTube channel, and you will benefit from that. Next item, Apple is slowing down their older iPhones. Why would they do that, you ask? Oh, let's think about that. Because they want you to upgrade and buy newer iPhones, of course. Now, they claim it's because the batteries in the older phones are dying. So they have to slow down the phones to make the batteries last longer. And some pundits have decided that that is legitimate. I, however, am not one of those that believe it's legitimate. I think they're slowing it down so you'll buy new iPhones. Because iPhone sales are not what they should be. Not what they normally would be for new iPhones being out there. The iPhone 8 followed very closely by the iPhone 10 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of iPhone-iness. Yes. So, they're slowing down the old ones to make it more likely that you buy one of the new ones. There you go. Oh! That drum roll, of course, tells us that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Way to go, Fred. Yes. Are you an Apple guy or something? You want to interrupt me because I'm talking about Apple? Yeah, I have a MacBook Pro. I do. So I'm in the Appleverse to a certain extent. Not as much as I'm in the Googleverse, but still. Anyway, yes. Geek Software of the Week this week is Unchecky. What a name. Unchecky. And the reason for it is this. I have a story to tell you from a computer curmudgeonly perspective. And that is this. I was working on somebody's PC for them, just as a favor. And I was going to install CCleaner. I want you to think about CCleaner. CCleaner is C for crap. Cleaner. It's designed to clean the junk off your system. So what they have been very good about up until now is not installing any crap on your system when you install CCleaner. But now they are. If you watch very closely at the bottom of the screen as you start the install, you can uncheck the box that says, go ahead and install the AVG antivirus that I don't really need on my system, which gets them some extra payola. So, CCleaner now includes crap with it, which is annoying, super annoying. So this week's Geek Software of the Week is Unchecky, which runs in the background and unchecks those boxes for you when you start an install so that you don't accidentally get in a hurry and install something you didn't mean to install. How cool is that? So that is a good thing. It doesn't work on every single thing, unfortunately, but for most things it will work. So I encourage you to check that out. It's truly splendid and worthwhile. Okay, last item for this week. Amazon has the most successful holiday sales ever. Everybody and his brother were shopping at Amazon, it seems. Amazon celebrated its biggest holiday season with customers all around the world shopping at record levels. Prime membership continued to grow during the holiday. In fact, in 1 week alone, more than 4 million people started Prime free trials or began paid memberships to benefit from the two-day, one-day, or same-day shipping. In addition to ultra-fast, one- and two-hour delivery with Prime Now. I don't have my glasses, so I'm kind of looking at going, read through the blur. Anyway, also Amazon devices, such as Alexa. She wakes up, yes. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 2:46
p.m. here now as I record this. Probably not where you are, but at any rate, good old her. So more people were buying that this season with the Dots, the Echo Dots, and with the Fire TV sticks, which they had on sale, and also the Alexa voice remote. Don't say anything. Allowed people to order a lot of TP-Link Spark Plug Minis, which is also quite popular. This is Kindle's 10th holiday season, and I bought a Kindle 8-inch tablet for my wife, so I'm one of the people that chalked up additional Amazon sales of Kindles for their 10th anniversary, so good on me. For helping out Amazon, as if they needed any more help. They're already taking over the world in terms of sales. But anyway, Jeff Bezos is now the richest person on the planet, probably in the universe. Probably more so than Zaphod Beeblebrox. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Actually, I don't know if Zaphod was that rich, but hey. So I hope you enjoyed this post Christmas podcast, and I said it right. So there you go. So enjoy the rest of your vacation if you have any left. If you don't, then I moan and groan and gripe with you because I'm just that agreeable a person. And until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. And I shook my microphone. I'm sorry about that.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.